I mean, look, there's the chance that Congress could do the right thing. It's a, you know, there's always that chance. People could see the light, do the right thing. There's a chance that one of these lawsuits could win in court. We could have the FCC, you know, back on its heels, and we could, you know, move the clock back and give local authority back to the municipalities. People could really have much more say.
Well, I got to stop you right there. Local authority was never taken away from the municipalities, Doug. Don't say that it was taken away.
And so, you know, that's why we're working on public opinion. As far as some of the, you know, as far as some of these federal laws are concerned, the Secure 5G and Beyond Act, you know, I don't have any ideas about how we're going to stop that. I am very interested in this move by the ear regulators that you may have heard of. Some of your listeners may have heard of. This is a group led by a guy named Bruce Kushnick, who's going to.
Well, before we get there, can we go back to the first act and what's there that we can deal with? Because there's stuff to deal with there. The one you just mentioned,
I guess.
Okay. What is it? It's really just saying that we are depending on the president to come up with a plan, and we're going to actually have people comment on that plan, and there will be time to comment on that plan. We should actually do a really good job of commenting on that plan. I don't think we just say, oh, it passed, there's nothing for us to do. No, read the law and see what they are saying will happen here. All right, so there's an 180-day period, and we have the opportunity to mount a large campaign using all of the groups that you have listed on the websites in order to make sure that we have very strong strategic messaging, not onesie-twosie by, you know, a mom in Kansas and a part-time worker and dad in Florida. No, smart stuff, you know, stuff where we actually have attorneys look at it, and there it's really, really worked through, and it's got all the evidence that we need, the things that it takes to win, and make sure that gets forward in this commenting process.
When does that comment period end, Paul?
I believe it's 180 days from when they signed it, so it's essentially 6 months from March.
Okay.
So the point is that we should be organizing to do that, to make sure that our comments are security-focused and pick up on what Doug was saying on the way in. The most secure communications network is a fiber optic network. And when you use that commenting process in order to bring the Bruce Kushnick ideas into our commenting process, now it's being inserted exactly where it can do something for us. The Bruce Kushnick, we'll get there we can go there now. I'm very close to the Bruce Kushnick lawsuit because I was working with him for about a year and doing a bunch of fundraising for it. And so I understand what he has and what he hopes to do with it. But they went through a lawsuit where they attacked an accounting rule. And the accounting rule is one that enabled cross-subsidies from the state telecommunications utilities. And that's really over landlines. And they were able to make those companies pay a too large portion of the expenses and allowed the wireless companies to not have to pay their fair share of the expenses. Because there's always a separation there between state and what's within a state and what crosses state lines. They call that intrastate if you're within the state, and interstate if you cross a state line. So the FCC can actually deal with interstate matters, but not intrastate matters. So what they're trying to do was they were trying to get a change in an accounting freeze that enabled this to continue. And they argued to say, don't accept an additional six-year freeze and just let the whole thing just end. And now we're going to force everybody to go back through and do a bunch of accounting that they haven't had to do for years and years and years. Well, they lost on that suit. They didn't have standing, and they didn't stop the freeze. What they did get was a clarification from the judge. And the judge says in his clarification that the state states are free to set their separation percentages based on their views. What have most states have done over the years? They've taken their cue from the SEC blindly, and they thought that's what they had to do. Well, now it's clarified that they don't have to do that. But nothing forces them to change. So it's just a clarification. So now the question is, what's the next step? Well, the next step for Bruce, because he has the data from New York. Bruce Kushnick is a telecom analyst based in Brooklyn. And he's gotten public records and crunched the numbers and figured it all out. They will sue the New York State Public Utilities Commission and essentially force them to change these percentage breakouts going forward. But nothing there reclaims the money that has already been stolen. It's been stolen for 20, 25 years, something like that. So that's the unfortunate part, is that in order to change this breakout going forward, you have to sue each state telecommunications commission, and then you're only affecting from 2020 or 2022 or wherever the lawsuit finally gets settled forward. It still leaves most of that stuff that was stolen unrecovered. So that's kind of the fallout of the irregulators lawsuit. Is it a fast thing? No. Is it a nationwide thing? No. It is what it is. It's that thing.
So, Steve, with your permission, I'd just like to go back to the 5G and Beyond Act.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to suggest that we were going to lay down and let this happen, but there's, right now there's no formal way to make comments. There's no indication of whether those comments will be made public. And until we know what kind of parameters are going to be around the commenting process, because right now it's kind of vague. You're going to be sending comments to the president. And, you know, I can imagine that unless there's some formal way of making those comments and making sure those public comments are public, that it could be an exercise in futility. So until we have some clarity there and know exactly what's going to happen, we're not going to engage in a large national comment period. We are right now, currently, in fact today, initiating a comments to the FCC about their latest proposals on some of the things that they want to do, and we've organized that on our 5G crisis website. If you go there, you can, under take action, you can go down, scroll down to, you know, make comments to the FCC. And we've put together three of the issues that we've identified out of the many that are raised in the FCC's proposed rulemaking. So we are actively doing that. We will also actively be engaged in other comments and other public opportunities to provide the information to people. We are working the irregulators issue. Is a national issue to the extent that in state after state after state, the telecommunications companies basically swindled the American people out of a national fiber optic network. One of the things that we're doing right now is working to inform every member of Congress about the fact that there would be no digital divide or no rural divide, no homework divide, no urban divide if the telecommunications companies had done what they promised to do, which was to build out a national fiber optic network. But instead, they built half the network and then suddenly realized that if they built the network out, they wouldn't be able to charge people for the wireless services that they can charge when, there'd be no data caps. You know, you don't pay data cap when you've got a fiber optic network, connected to your house, but you certainly do if you're on wireless. So the telecoms looked at this and thought, we'd be crazy to build this out. We'd be much better off if we just, built a little bit of this network and then put, antennas on the end and gave everybody wireless services. We can make a fortune. And that's pretty much what they did. We want to make sure that everybody in Congress knows that we got swindled out of billions and billions of dollars that American telephone ratepayers paid over 40 years fiber optic national network that never got built. And I think that's a message that may resonate, especially when we're talking, you know, about handing over additional billions of dollars to 5G companies to build out their private network.